You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to day 102. We're continuing in the book of Deuteronomy. We hear more rules for the Israelites, such as administering the right punishment for worshiping idols, how to handle difficult court decisions, and how to choose a king. But one thing is clear, that with the priests and the Levites, Israel must not live like other nations. They are to be a people separate and distinct. They are God's people, not to be confused with people who don't know God, and even worse, worship other gods. And in the book of Luke, Jesus tells the story about a big feast, and everyone's invited, but the people who are invited just keep giving excuses and they don't go. The master's not happy about that. So he says, bring all the people he didn't invite at first. People who were poor or paralyzed, blind or lame. But in this story, Jesus is asking us to look at ourselves. When we are invited to God's table and for whatever reason, decide not to show up. And along with this, Jesus talks about a cost of following him, not even in terms of financial cost, but whatever it may be, whatever people need to lose. But Jesus takes a spin as he talks about a king going against another king, and that it's not exactly a choice to just give up everything and follow Jesus. Because when you truly know God, and know that God is the king with 20,000 men versus your 10,000, then really, what choice do you have but to give up everything for peace between you and the Lord? Stay with us to hear more details. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Deuteronomy 17. Moses is writing a letter to the Israelites. You must not sacrifice to the Lord your God an ox or sheep that has anything wrong with it. Those things are disgusting to the Lord your God. Punishment for worshiping idols. You might hear about an evil thing that happens in one of the cities that the Lord your God is giving you. You might hear that a man or woman in your group has sinned against the Lord your God. You might hear that they have broken his agreement, or that they have worshipped other gods, or maybe the sun, the moon, or the stars. I never told you to do that! If you hear a report like this, you must check it carefully. You must learn if it is true that this disgusting thing has really happened in Israel. And if it is true, you must punish the man or woman who did this evil. Take them out to a public place near the city gates and kill them with stones. But no one should be punished with death if only one witness says that person did this evil thing. But if two or three witnesses say it is true, the person must be killed. The witnesses must throw the first stones to kill that person. Then the other people should throw stones to finish killing that person. In this way, you will remove this evil from your people. Difficult court decisions. There are some problems that are too difficult for your courts to judge. It might be a murder case, an argument between two people, or a fight in which someone was hurt. When these cases are argued in your towns, your judges there might not be able to decide what is right. Then you must go to the special place that the Lord your God will choose. You must go to the Levite priests and to the judge on duty at that time. They will decide what to do about the problem. There at the Lord's special place, they will tell you their decision. You must do whatever they say. Be sure to do everything they tell you to do. You must accept their decision and follow their instructions exactly. Don't change anything. You must punish anyone who refuses to obey the judge or the priest who is there at that time serving the Lord your God. That person must die. You must remove this evil person from Israel. All the people will hear about this punishment and be afraid. Then they will not be stubborn anymore. How to choose a king. You will enter the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You will take that land and live in it. Then you will say, "We will put a king over us, like all the nations around us." When that happens, you must be sure to choose the king that the Lord your God chooses. The king over you must be one of your own people. You must not make a foreigner your king. The king must not get more and more horses for himself, and he must not send people to Egypt to get more horses, because the Lord has told you,
"You must never go back that way."
Also, the king must not have too many wives, because that will make him turn away from the Lord. He must not make himself rich with silver and gold. When the king begins to rule, he must have a copy of God's laws written for him on a scroll by the priests from the tribe of Levi. He must keep that scroll with him and read from it all his life, because he must learn to respect the Lord his God. He must learn to completely obey everything the law commands. Then the king will not think that he is better than any of his own people. He will not turn away from the law, but he will follow it exactly. Then he and his descendants will rule the kingdom of Israel for a long time. Deuteronomy 18, supporting the priests and Levites. The people from the tribe of Levi, that is, the priests and all the other Levites, will not get any share of the land in Israel. They will eat part of the offerings that people bring as food gifts to the Lord. This will be their share instead of receiving land like the other tribes. Their share is whatever belongs to the Lord himself, as he said before. When you kill one of your sheep or cattle for a sacrifice, you must give the priests these parts: the shoulder, both cheeks, and the stomach. You must give the priests the first part of your harvest. You must give them the first part of your grain, your new wine, and your oil. You must give the Levites the first wool cut from your sheep. This is because the Lord your God looked at all your tribes and chose Levi and his descendants to serve him as priests forever. Any Levite living in any town, anywhere in Israel, may leave his home and come to the Lord's special place. He may do this anytime he wants. And this Levite may serve in the name of the Lord his God, the name as all his brother Levites who are on duty before the Lord. And the Levite will get an equal share with the other Levites, in addition to the share his family normally gets. Israel must not live like other nations. You will soon enter the land the Lord your God is giving you. The other nations that live there do terrible things the Lord hates. Be careful not to begin doing those disgusting things. Don't sacrifice your son or daughter as a burnt offering. Don't try to learn what will happen in the future. Don't let anyone go to a fortune teller or to anyone who uses witchcraft or magic or talks with spirits of people who have died. Don't let anyone try to put a curse on someone else. And don't let anyone try to get advice or secret knowledge from a ghost or the spirit of a dead person. No one should ever try to talk with someone who has died. Anyone who does these things is disgusting to the Lord. And because these other nations do these disgusting things, the Lord your God will force them out of the land as you enter it. You must be faithful to the Lord your God, never doing anything he considers wrong. The Lord's special prophet. You will force the other nations out of your land. They listen to people who use magic and try to tell the future. But the Lord your God will not let you do these things. The Lord your God will send to you a prophet. This prophet will come from among your own people, and he will be like me. You must listen to him. God will send you this prophet, because this is what you asked him to do. When you were gathered at Mount Horeb, you became frightened and said, "Don't let us hear the voice of the Lord our God again! Don't let us see that great fire, or we will die!" The Lord said to me,
"What they ask for is good. I will send them a prophet like you. This prophet will be one of their own people. I will tell him what he must say, and he will tell the people everything I command. This prophet will speak for me, and I will punish anyone who refuses to listen to my commands. But a prophet might say something that I did not tell him to say, and he might tell people that he is speaking for me. If this happens, that prophet must be killed. Also, a prophet might come that speaks for other gods. That prophet must also be killed."
You might be thinking, how can we know if something a prophet says is not from the Lord? If a prophet says he is speaking for the Lord, but what he says does not happen, you will know that the Lord did not say it. You will know that this prophet was speaking his own ideas. You don't need to be afraid of him. Luke 14, verses 15 to 35. A story about a big feast. When one of the men at the table with Jesus heard this, he said, "It will be a blessing for anyone to eat a meal in God's kingdom." Jesus said to him, "There was a man who planned a big feast. He invited many people. When it was time for the feast to begin, he sent his servant to tell the guests, 'Please come now, everything is ready.' But all the guests said that they could not come. Each one made an excuse. The first one said, 'I just bought a field, so I have to go and look at it. Please excuse me.' Another man said,
'I just bought 5 pairs of oxen and want to try them out. Please excuse me.'
A third man said,
'I just got married, so I can't come.'
So the servant went back and told his master what had happened. The master was angry. He said,
'Hurry! Go to every street and alley in town. Bring me the poor, the paralyzed, the blind, and the lame.'
Later, the servant said to him, 'Master, I did what you told me to do, but we still have places for more people.' So the master said,
'Go out to the country roads, along the fences, and tell the people there to come. I want my house to be full. I tell you, not one of those people I invited first will eat any of this food I prepared.'"
Decide if you can follow me. Many people were traveling with Jesus. He said to them, "If you come to me, but do not put me first in your life, you cannot be my follower. You must love me more than your father, mother, wife, children, brothers, and sisters, even more than your own life. Whoever will not carry the cross that comes with following me cannot be my follower. If you wanted to build a building, you would first sit down and decide how much it would cost. You must see if you have enough money to finish the job. If you don't do that, you might begin the work, but you would not be able to finish. And if you cannot finish it, everyone would laugh at you. They would say, 'This man began to build, but he was not able to finish.' If a king is going to fight against another king, first he will sit down and plan. If he has only 10,000 men, he will try to decide if he is able to defeat the other king, who has 20,000 men. If he thinks he cannot defeat the other king, he will send some men to ask for peace
while that king's army is still far away. It is the same for each of you. You must leave everything you have to follow me. If not, you cannot be my follower. Salt is a good thing. But if the salt loses its salty taste, you can't make it salty again. It is worth nothing. You can't even use it for the soil or for the manure pile. People just throw it away. You people who hear me, listen.
Psalm 44, 13 through 26.
You made us a joke to our neighbors. They laugh and make fun of us. You made us one of the stories that people love to tell. People all over the world laugh at us and shake their heads. All I could think about is my shame. Just look at my face and you will see it. All I can hear are the jokes and insults of our enemy. I watched them take their revenge. We wonder why all this has happened to us. We have not forgotten you or broken the agreement you made with us. But we have not turned away from you or stopped following you. But you crushed us in this home of jackals. You left us in this place as dark as death. Did we forget the name of our God? Did we pray to foreign gods? If we did, God knows it, because he knows our deepest secrets. All day long we are being killed for you. We are like sheep being led away to be killed. Lord, wake up. Why are you sleeping? Get up. Don't reject us forever. Why are you hiding from us? Have you forgotten our pain and troubles? We have been pushed down into the dirt. We are lying face down in the dust. Get up and help us. Rescue us because of your faithful love.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 102. Join us for day 103. You'll hear more about the cities of safety for somebody who might have accidentally killed somebody. You know, like you're chopping a tree and the axe head flies off the handle and kills your neighbor? Well, there's a place for you to go. Or should I say, run, until we can get everything sorted out. And then God gives rules for war in chapter 20. And in the book of Luke, we hear the good news that there is great joy in heaven. And then Jesus tells the story about two sons. You might have heard the story. Sometimes it's referred to as the prodigal son. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.